This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Hump day. Where's Bryn when you need him?
I need for the sounder?
Hump day.
You just did it.
Yeah, but I like that. I like the real one.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello.
How's everyone?
What? So discombobulated.
Oh, get your stuff together over there. Why are
is
you
mic
not on?
On?
Yeah, now it is.
Am I on?
You are.
There you go.
Well, so this is super cute. Sarah made a bracelet for my kid,
And it's about the size of a thumb ring. I said to him yesterday, "Hey, tell Christina to measure her wrist."
Isla's wrist.
Her.
Right.
And she goes, it's 3 inches. I'm like, 3 inches? That's like a stick. It's like a twig. So I make a 3-inch, I made a 3.5-inch bracelet, and it's like the size of a ring. I'm like, okay, I'm going to make up one that's 1 inch.
Wait a minute.
I just can't imagine.
This is the 3-inch?
That's a 3.5-inch bracelet.
And then this one is what?
4.5.
Oh my goodness.
I know. They're like, pinky rings. They're so, it's ridiculous.
So, is it the wrong measurement, Vinny? Did you guys measure the wrong way?
Just try them on her. If she can't get either of them on, she can keep them, I'll remake them, whatever. But I was just like, I was giggling as I'm like, this can't be real.
I didn't even think about it as I was, because we were actually working at the time, and I was relaying a message, and I got it back, and I relayed it back. This isn't even a C ring.
No, it's not.
It's definitely not.
No, it's.
More
I hope
like
it's really sad if that's a C ring.
Yeah.
Mm. Wah, wah, wah. Like that is.
It's like a hot dog is 3 inches around.
Yeah. It's not. I don't even think it's okay. She made a mistake.
Yeah, just take them. See if maybe she actually has a 3-inch wrist. I don't know. It does seem really small. So I made one an inch bigger just in case. And then just tell me what she likes and doesn't like. I'll just make her one that's, Jesus.
What are they, pink? Nice pink.
Well, pink.
She likes pink. Super cute.
I just, you're right. That seems, she's a tiny little thing.
Yes.
But
not that tiny.
That seems really small. And that's giving, I put an extra 1/2 inch in there.
That's my thumb.
It's a thumb ring. It's like, fits around your thumb.
She's tiny though.
Yeah, so maybe it'll fit. I mean, I just can't imagine someone being able to get their hand through that.
I wear her on my head like a hat all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about the older one.
Yeah.
Like I lifted her up to show her the soup the other night, and she just goes, "Wear me." And I'm like, "All right."
I'm wearing you.
And then that way she can touch the seat. You know, there's spots where she's like,
sure.
"I touched her."
That's so cute.
The soup in the grocery store?
No, we were making lentil soup at home, and she wanted to see
into the pot,
over the top, and into the...
Because she has to just look up at the big pot up there, the monolithic.
So she didn't understand what
I
was being made.
I love lentil soup. So you guys made your own?
You know what we do, and this is so funny, because my mom always made lentil soup when I was a kid, and I like it, and lentils are good for
you.
Oh my God,
they're delicious.
And I...
It's such a weird little thing. Like, what is a lentil?
It's a bean.
Like a bean.
Like a pea?
Or pod, something like that. But it's healthy for you. So
yeah.
It feels good.
Just
that
a little
it tastes
flat
good.
Thing. It's just like, I don't know, the way they fit in your mouth is nice. So she made them your
anyway,
whole life.
Oh, right. So anyway, as we
or
have...
legume. Is that what they call them, legume?
Sure.
Yeah, something like that. Right.
As we have looked for things to add to the rotation of foods,
because,
man, that is
a
thing.
What do we have for dinner?
I know, it is a thing. Some people are really good about like going online and finding recipes.
Yeah,
it always happens some
is.
New
we
thing.
We all need one of those.
No doubt. But
I
even
like
he's just
it.
Like...
I like doing it, but it can be just...
Well, not for yourself, you don't.
No, I know.
No,
for
I mean,
me,
well,
I just
I have
want
definitely
something
made
easy.
Stuff for myself and then made something completely separate for him.
You have?
Yeah, because he doesn't like that particular thing and that's what I want. So I just, many times I'll make him something completely different.
God, when I make myself stuff, it involves a phone call to like a pizza place.
Oh, yeah, you make your pizza.
I make myself some pizza. I make that happen.
So, anyway, I hit my mom up and I'm like, I need to get your lentil soup recipe.
I want it just like mom used to make.
Mm. And she goes, well, you go and you get Progresso's canned soup from the grocery.
Right. So
and I'm
this
like, what? And she goes, well, you know, hold on. Like, oh, this is unbelievable.
Just start with that.
That's your base. Yeah.
Then you grill some onions and you put those into the soup and then you boil some water and you make some noodles and you put those into the soup.
Oh, noodles
what
in
kind
your
of
lentil
noodles?
Soup.
Regular macaroni just, elbows.
Oh, okay.
Little
I did
elbow
not,
macaroni.
Yeah. Never thought of that.
Uh-huh.
And
noodles
then she's
in
like,
the lentil soup.
You kick it up with a little, and she's, you know, a little of this, a little of that. Uh-huh. And she's like, there you go. I'm like, canned soup my whole life.
That's really funny.
Boy.
That is really funny.
She's all, it's one of the easiest meals I could make for you guys.
And you guys
and
loved
everyone
it.
And everyone ate it to the last drop.
She's dealing with four males in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Was it delicious?
It's absolutely delicious.
You should post that recipe.
I just told it to you.
It's you didn't tell us, you didn't tell us the spice it up things.
Yeah.
Not the spice it up things.
No, I mean, I like Tabasco, so that ends up in there. Mm-hmm. But that's, I take that back. That ends up in my bowl because now we have a kid who'll be like, spicy.
That's spicy.
Jesus.
You know, it's funny. I recently, Bryn put some sriracha in a bowl of pho that he gave me one time when he had that restaurant.
Yeah.
And now I don't really eat soup without putting a little sriracha in it.
Sriracha's so good.
It's great. It just like kind of makes the flavor a little bit more intense. And it's just, I'm like, I had no idea. Yeah. Chicken soup, little sriracha.
Yes.
Like, woohoo. Now we're talking.
Was he a sriracha bottle for Halloween last
year? He was. I don't know if it was last year, but he was.
Recently, yeah.
I think it was last year. Because it was
at Club Fugazi.
Oh my God, I can't even remember. Club Fugazi. But he had the baby that year. Is the baby going to be a year now?
The baby was born later that day, right?
Yeah,
right.
On Halloween, though.
On Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if
I
he's bringing the baby with him.
I just keep piecing things together. Like,
I know.
Oh, that was that?
Man, time is just going by so fast. They were saying today's the 29th anniversary of the Loma Prieta.
Oh.
And I thought, man, when I moved here in 97... That had happened in 89, so not even 10 years before, but it felt like a lot. Like, the further you get away from something, like, the closer it gets to all the other things that happened in your life. Like,
right.
It's just, like, time is just warping as I get older. Like, that a year could go by.
I don't even think about it in terms of the 29 years. Just think about this summer. I was looking at fall with, like, you know, big googly eyes.
Yeah.
Like, I can't wait for the fall. Summer, boo.
Yeah.
And now it's already the middle of October and it's blasting. We're already looking at Halloween right now.
Yeah.
It
just is going so damn fast.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I was even thinking last night, because, you know, I've been getting used to going to bed and it's still light out. And like last night I got in bed at 7:30. It was dark out. I was like, oh, look at that. I'm like, well, that'll turn around fast.
Mm-hmm.
I think daylight savings is the first weekend of November or whatever when we go back to standard time.
Right. I can tell you that.
And then
it is the 4th of November.
And then it'll be winter, December 20th. And then the next thing you know, it's spring. It's great.
Oh, don't do it.
God, it's going
to
be over soon.
I'm just starting to have my fun.
I just want summer. All I care about is summer.
Yesterday,
I want to plant tomatoes.
Well, it was like summer yesterday.
I know.
Were you not around?
It was beautiful yesterday. So did you, and no wind.
I drove down the coast and stopped to look at this one spot I go, and it was perfect conditions.
And
I went surfing.
Oh my
it was
God,
just
right.
beautiful. And I'm suiting up behind my car. I'm so happy right now. And then Peter Cook from Lighthouse Realty walks. Actually, his wife walks by first. Hey, Krista, what's up? And then Peter walks. Hey, Peter.
Oh, did they go surfing?
They surf together. How's that for like?
It's great.
Wedding goals. I mean, there you're a couple, and he's like, "We've been out for 2 hours. We're completely." Lucky you guys.
That's great.
Yep. Good for them. In the middle of, what was that? Midday on a Tuesday.
Yep.
Perfect conditions. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
I
got 4 hours before my next appointment. You want to go?
I got out and, man, I got home and was just like, I'm ready for bed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you have to run yesterday for your
I didn't. Marathon? I run today.
Oh.
Today is a run.
So you're on some kind of like interval thing?
I have a coach and I have a plan.
Mm.
Your girl's your coach?
Yes. Okay. She's going to coach me. I have used, you know what actually works? If you have the Apple Watch, the Nike running app or Nike Run Club app has great little programs to put you on.
Oh, like my goal is... Do you tell it the date?
It tells you, first you tell it some things about you and what you want to do. Like, let's say you're just starting and you say, I'm just starting. Be careful with me. Don't hurt me.
Be gentle with me,
Don't
Nike.
Hurt me. Right. It just gives you these, you know, how many days a week do you want to run? Three. Okay. So it spaces them out and gives you your plans and tells you, you know, go easy for 10 minutes.
Oh.
Which, who can't do that?
No.
You can go easy for 10 minutes.
I don't know, man. I go easy for 3 minutes. Let's not push it. It needs to be more careful with me.
You'd be fine. But anyway, and then you designate the run you just did to the day's plan, and then it moves you forward to the next day in your plan.
Oh.
Whatever that
is
might be.
Is that your coach? I thought your coach was Christina.
It is. No, I'm saying I've done that before, and it works really well. But no, my coach this time is Christina, and she's written my plans out. And she wrote a plan.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And I needed it translated because I was all, okay, so I run 5 minutes, then I jog for 5 minutes, then I run for one, then I jog for, and she goes, no, that's not what I wrote.
Like, well, maybe you could write it in English.
Take it easy.
Come on.
She goes, no, you... Easy run for 5 minutes, run real fast for 1 minute, easy run for 1 minute, run real fast for 1 minute, do that 5 times. I'm like, well, no wonder I'm confused. I still don't understand. What did you just say? She's like, oh my God. All right.
She's going to have to carry you on her back.
Right.
Look, I'll just carry you through it. Come on, let's go. So she's obviously training for this half marathon too.
She's going to have to. Yeah.
Is she, I was even thinking, is she okay to run right now?
She's better now.
Mm. Better now.
But she wasn't, it wasn't great. Like she was, you know, she had a baby.
Well, sure. That does.
She had to wait.
Tears you up, man.
Oh my God.
Pulls the bottom out.
I don't know how much I can say.
Like all of it.
I know. I don't want to say too much.
Yeah, say a lot.
My new friend that I used to know from a long time ago was talking about her, the twins she recently had.
Oh yes. Mm-hmm. This is the girl. Okay.
She said having those twins gave her 2 hernias.
Oh my God.
And I was like, ah, oh my God.
Hernias. What is that? A split in your stomach?
I think so. Yeah. So she had 2 hernias that she had to have corrected. And then she was like, she was talking. As I was hearing the story, I thought of you as you've described the things that have happened to you through childbirth, where you're just like, I'm ravaged by it. Ah.
For some reason, I always related hernia to men. But the small description says a bulging of an organ or tissue through the abdominal opening.
Yeah,
I guess I always pictured men with the lifting and that kind of thing going on. I didn't realize women.
You probably never pushed so hard.
A prolapsed anus, you know.
Right.
What?
You know, when guys are doing those squats and stuff.
No.
They wind up, their butt falls out.
Picture a prolapsed.
I don't picture the hernia.
It's the guys who do the big,
right, you know, they're squeezing out.
Yeah.
Like, hopefully they don't have to poop.
Yep.
And you imagine that they prolapse themselves.
Mm-hmm. That's what I think of.
I do too.
Yeah.
You don't think.
I'm like, that looks like a bad accident waiting to happen.
Wow, that guy's so muscular.
No, I think, oh boy.
Look at the strength.
That guy's taking a real chance with his butt now.
He's wearing diapers.
Yeah.
You're thinking
like a steel cup
about
back there.
The dangers.
Yes.
Of his backside.
His yes.
Due to the lift.
That is what I'm thinking about.
Wow, I'm surprised by that. I've never...
Well, you hear about it one time or you see a picture of it and that's all you can think about.
That's weird. I've never seen a picture of it and never really heard of it.
I would be happy to show you a picture of it.
I don't want to. No, thanks.
I think you'd really like it.
Hey, a couple hernia facts.
Oh boy.
Well, here we go.
96% of hernias happen in men.
Mm. So, oh, boy.
The 3 main causes are lifting heavy objects without stabilizing the abdominal muscles.
Mm.
The second biggest reason for hernias is diarrhea or constipation.
If you push too hard.
And number 3, believe it or not, is coughing or sneezing.
Oh.
If you sneeze a lot.
Well, that was something ready to. That was
we
good.
All
that was
a
weakened
a lot
area.
Here.
I know, my God. So dusty in here.
it's what your friend had, I think, is called an umbilical hernia.
Oh, I don't know. You know what's weird is as you talk to people, like I wanted to ask if, is it rude to ask if you had IVF if someone's had twins?
I don't know.
I was going to ask and then I went, oh, probably every case is I don't want no different. Damn trouble.
Yeah,
I don't
most
want
people who've gone through
like
it,
all,
everybody in their life
why?
Knew about it.
Why would I have done that?
Well, because lots of people who
I
have
can't
twins
get
do.
Well, right.
I
but
know,
I don't know.
You?
I don't want no trouble. I'm just trying to, I'm like responding to the, all right.
Well, look at you with restraint. Yeah. That's fantastic.
So I didn't ask, but I that's my assumption.
Well,
because twins seem to be happening so much. And right. If you're not a twin.
Well, identical twins aren't IVF, right? So that's, but plenty of people have fraternal twins.
If I was
them,
there, I would
have IVF.
Asked, so you know.
Well, sure. Of course you would. You're that kind of guy.
If you want to invite me over to your house and if she's there,
and I'll let do you it. Have the keyboard?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
This is.
Yeah. Let me in.
Just an old friend via. Yeah, it's not. Anyway.
Just having
social
a little
media.
Convo.
It's
on
very nice. It's
Facebook.
It's nice to have reconnected, but there you go.
And how old
double
are her twins
hernia
now?
I don't know. Oh. They're like three.
Oh, they're little.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, she had kids late in life.
She went.
I bet she did
late.
Have IVF.
Yeah, she went late.
Let's ask her.
What?
I don't know. I feel like you missed an opportunity there.
Give me your Facebook name.
Yeah.
I'll get right on that.
We'll just ask in your, you know.
Anyway.
Just say it's you.
Yesterday, I was out in the water and having like those moments, you know, where you just go.
Was it glassy?
It was glassy,
beautiful,
sunny, no wind. It wasn't that crowded. And I just by myself. I mean, there were a couple people out, but I just got to do what I wanted. I had I left just
bliss
wasted, like
oh,
just
good.
Oh, I don't even want to walk up this hill.
I'll just sit here on the sand.
Where's Clarky when you need someone to carry you?
Oh, I would carry you.
You would?
Yep.
Oh,
well, if I could, oh. I'd carry you as far as I could.
Yeah,
dude, you're heavy. Get off me. Just lean on me. I can't carry you anymore.
Now you gotta carry me.
There's only one set of footprints there on the beach.
Jesus carried,
I carried you.
Oh, are you talking about a Jesus picture I saw in a bathroom one time?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all over
do
the
you
place.
Have that picture in your bathroom, Hooman?
I don't.
What?
Oh, your mic's not
I don't. I don't have a Jesus.
You don't have any Jesus
picture. I do have a
imagery
Jesus
in your
image, but I don't have it in my bathroom.
Not the one of Jesus saying the footprints on the beach were me carrying you.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't have it, but my American grandmother had that in her house, I remember saying.
Was it in her bathroom?
I want to say it's in the hallway, probably outside the bathroom.
Oh, all right.
Hallway outside the bathroom. Right. Well,
that actually seems more respectful.
I know.
You really
you should
don't
have
want
a saint
that
in the bathroom, though, you know, to help you with everything.
Right when across the from the crapper.
When the Greek Orthodox come to bless a person's home, if
yes
they're Greek Orthodox, because they're super inclusive, they don't bless the bathroom.
Why?
Bless all the rooms, but
the,
not
bathroom
the bathroom
is you need help. That's where you need help the most. You go in the bathroom when things are bad.
It's when the hernias happen,
or you're bleeding, you run to the bathroom.
I know.
Anything
right
that happens, all the bad things happen in the bathroom.
I remember when I
should
lived
be
in
blessing the bathroom,
Chicago, and this priest came over to bless our apartment.
Oh, when you is this when you were living with
when I was Kindling living with Sid.
Kindling, right?
Kindling, Karen, whatever. Yeah, and the priest is like, "Listen, I can't bless the bathroom, but I'll bless the."
What have they got against the bathroom?
Of the bathroom. Like, he blessed the outside of that. You know what I mean?
Why? Why?
I don't know.
What's the problem with the bathroom? I don't understand that.
I went to Greek Orthodox Church for 2 years, and it's, man, it's strict.
Can I ask you a question?
Nope.
When you left San Mateo to move in with Kindling.
In Chicago.
In Chicago. Did your mom beg you not to?
No, but I could see, like, I saw her cry a couple times.
Because you were going to shack up?
Well, we don't use that term, but.
Yeah. You don't?
You lived in sin?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, but you were like, I'm going because I'm in love?
No, I was going, well, I mean, I guess I was in love. I mean, you don't really know when you're 22. You're just so dumb at 22.
Well, but that's
aren't
what I'm saying. What
22?
Were you thinking to yourself at 22 when your mom was crying? Were
you
like,
I
have to bury myself in this lady so desperately that I'm going to Chicago?
When I look back at it from the ripe age of 43, I realize I was so.
Shame.
I know, that is shame. I was entirely lost. I went to four junior colleges, and then I went you know, graduated from the illustrious.
You know,
Cal
I'm going to tell
Hayward.
You something. Your four junior colleges thing is a lot of people have that story, and it shows stick-to-itiveness. It doesn't
yes.
show any flakiness.
I know,
it shows
but
that
at,
you stuck to it. I quit and never went back.
Me too.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
You're
to
better
hear that.
Than us.
Well,
human.
I mean, but anyway, the
tell me something I don't know.
The
right.
point. The point is, I was so lost. I didn't have any direction. I didn't have any plans. I didn't know what I was going to do with my life. And this opportunity, I guess.
And Kindling's Woman Area was your North Star.
Itself.
And you're like, I am going to Chicago.
Mm. And I don't know. I was looking at all my friends around me who were stuck in San Mateo, not doing anything, not moving on. I'm like, I can't. I mean, I'm in America. My mom immigrated. I got to do something with my life outside of staying in San Mateo forever. So I just
stuck in San Mateo is like a dream come true. Yeah. San Mateo's awesome.
It San Mateo is awesome.
I love when you San grow Mateo. Up somewhere, though, you do feel like I got to get out of this
town. You
need
to branch out for sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can't come home a hero unless you leave home.
Yeah, but you say that maybe because you've just got this, that mentality, whatever. But this is the Bay Area. Like you're in 10 towns in 20 minutes.
That's right.
Just driving down the freeway.
I'm just saying I was.
Move to Burlingame, man.
I grew right.
Don't go too far.
We used to hang out at that Starbucks at Burlingame Avenue.
Oh, like, nice. I like that one.
Remember that one?
Sure.
Oh, my God.
What's the matter with it?
I mean, I don't know. There's more to life.
What am I doing
like
still here?
San Mateo Burlingame and Hillsdale Mall. My whole life was Hillsdale Mall.
Oh.
Did they call it that?
Shopping center.
Shopping center.
They're very picky about that there.
It's very funny,
oh,
though.
Really?
I mean, malls are where a lot of our youth happens.
Well, sure.
I mean,
South Coast Plaza sure. and Cloves, man.
Hanover
that's
Mall.
What,
ding,
that's
ding.
That's what's happening.
We used to hang out at Ceremony and Tanfran.
Tanfran.
Because you'd see other kids there.
You know what?
Yeah, and they had dollar movies there.
That's it, right there. The Tanfran dollar movie. Yeah. Everyone would spend $1 or $2 for, it was the best.
Yeah. You see, and Hooman, I bet you guys were at the malls at the same time going to the dollar movies.
I'm older than him, so I don't
Not that
think so.
Much older.
Yeah, she's way older.
That's true.
Just kidding. She's about
She'd
to throw the
on.
Scissors.
I think we have to start.
Sorry,
yeah. I didn't know we were 7
actually,
minutes after.
You know what's funny? At 6:01, I'm like, oh, we're right on time. Like
Me
we're
too.
Gonna we're gonna be out of here, no problem.
Yeah.
KLLC, then
Boom,
we all started talking. Yeah. Kept talking. Man. We never stopped talking. KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Scott Capurro's on the show today at 8 o'clock. Fair warning. Back with the trash right after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.